giving themselves away a little bit every day just to be good enough. What do you say to a hopeless soul? Can't remember their way home. Everything is out of their control. There is no sorrow greater than the grace of Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and had a wonderful, wonderful day, wonderful weekend. God's great, isn't He?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening as we open up our service. Praise the Lord. We have any spoken prayer requests on my right side tonight? Yes, sir. Her neck. Absolutely. Absolutely, keeping our prayers. Anyone else on the right side with a spoken prayer request? All righty. Anyone on our left side tonight with a spoken prayer request? Yes, Sister Jenny. Absolutely. We most definitely will. Don't want to miss anyone. Spoken prayer request. All right. Anyone from the Lord? Brother Eddie.
Remember Maddie. She fell and broke her arm. We had prayer for her just a little bit ago, but let's continue to pray for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, Brother Thomas.
Remember Brandon. He's got a big job decision coming up this coming week, and let God lead him.
All right. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
I want to get prayer tonight after church, for I gotta have a procedure done tomorrow.
Okay. Absolutely. We know who to go to.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you this evening, Lord, we just want to praise and worship you. Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings, dear Lord, for that precious mercy and grace that you've just shown each and every one of us. Dear Lord, we just want to lift you up, honor you, and praise you, dear Lord, for your greatness. Lord, now as we open up our service, dear Lord, we ask that you just let the Holy Ghost just have a free reign amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord. May we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord. May we release anything, dear Lord, that's distracting us, anything pulling us away from worshiping you this evening, dear Lord. And we just ask that you'll just, again, let your Holy Ghost and Spirit have a free reign amongst us all. Dear Lord, for those watching on the live feed tonight, dear Lord, we ask you to bless them. You know their prayer needs. You know those spoken and unspoken prayer requests, dear Lord. We know that you can heal the broken bones.
Amen.
Lord, that we know that you're curing COVID. Dear Lord, we know that you know every disease there is out there, every illness. And oh, Lord, we're also asking for protection for those that are homeless, those that need shelter. Those that are hungry, they need provisions, they need a job. Lord, those families that are struggling right now, dear Lord, we know that you can put families back together. Lord, you are the great physician, the great healer, and the great provider. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and glory. Lord, now we ask that you'll bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them as we go about your ministry. And, Lord, also for all the ministries that are coming out of this congregation, we ask that you'll bless each and every one. Dear Lord, and we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap for today. Praise the Lord. Praise God indeed. While you're standing, turn to page 6. I want to know more about my Lord. Page 6. We haven't done this one in a while. I really like this song. I want to know more about my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord. You may be seated if you can. I just want to add something. I love that song. I kind of use it for our Sunday school, kind of in my heart. It's kind of like a call. Come to Sunday school. Come learn with us. Dig deeper and deeper and deeper. It's not like a YouTube video that just says push this button and turn this key. Getting to know the Lord is getting into His Word. And getting in deep into His Word and letting Him just teach us and just renew us. When we're struggling, it lifts us up. When we're sorrowful, it gives us joy. When we're lonely, it gives us companionship. But most of all, God is great, and He's worthy to be praised, and He's worthy to learn. And I promise you, you'll never fall short if you put God's Word in your heart and let Him just teach you, as long as you follow. And that's what Jesus says. Just leave everything and follow Me. Praise God. Love the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. I'll quit talking here in a second. Just praising God. I'm just in the mood just to worship His holy name. Brother Thomas, we'll ask you again if you would just ask the Lord to bless our offering.
I'm just walking around with my head up in the clouds. I'm steady moving, but I'm not gaining ground. Heading the wrong way in the crowd. Then I remember I'm not part of this world. I'm moving higher each day. Upward mobility sounds mighty good to me. Get away. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. The problems in life, don't you let them get you down.
Just look to Jesus, you will not be denied. He'll move you up to higher ground. Don't you forget that you're a child of the King, that you're an heir to His throne. You may not know just when He's coming back again. He'll take us to our happy home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home.
Take a breather. I did want to say that we had had prayer for Maddie, and Wendy texted me back and said that she was in a lot of pain, but she said, Mama, I can feel my heartbeat in my hand. So
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that. Y'all just keep praying for Maddie.
Yes, He is. Oh, He's an all-time God. Yes, He is. Just that He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there right on time. He's an all-time God. Yes, He is. You can ask the children of Israel, tried at the Red Sea, about that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them and Pharaoh on their tracks. But from out of nowhere, God steps in and put a highway just like that. And don't you know that He's an all-time God? Yes, He is. Oh, He's an all-time God. Yes, He is. Just that He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there right on time. He's an all-time God. Yes, He is.
You can ask the 5,000 hungry souls He fed on the banks of the river with 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. What a miracle He performed on the multitude that day. What He did way back then, He'll do today for me and you. And don't you know that He's an all-time God? Yes, He is. Oh, He's an all-time God. Yes, He is. Just that He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there right on time. He's an all-time. Yes, He is. Well, you can ask Mary and Martha. Their brother Lazarus was sick in bed. They said, Jesus, please come and heal him. But Jesus waited till he was dead. They said, Lord, we don't understand it. Why you waiting till now to come? But Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, and death let him go. He came a walking out of the tomb. And don't you know that He's an all-time God? Yes, He is. Oh, He's an all-time God. Yes, He is. Just that He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there right on time. He's an all-time God. He's an all-time God.
Praise the Lord. Me and Keith are going to sing There's a Miracle in the Making. Y'all worship with us. The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him, 'cause this was her last hope of ever being healed. So she pressed through until she touched his garment. Oh, and right then and there, her miracle was fulfilled. And have you prayed and prayed, and still you've heard no answer? And has your faith grown weak? You feel you're all alone. Don't give up, for the God you serve won't leave you. There's a miracle for you. Just keep holding on. There's a miracle today. And have you prayed and prayed, and still you've heard no answer? And has your faith grown weak? You feel you're God you serve won't leave you.
There's a miracle in the making for you today.
There's a miracle, custom made just for you. Amen. I believe one that God's working on even now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Got any saved folks in the house tonight?
Hallelujah.
Got any tired folks in the house?
Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes we get a little tired, don't we? Let's do. I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was laden heavy, his strength was almost gone. Yet he shouted as he journeyed, "Deliverance will come." Then Paul of victory, crowned of glory. Paul of victory, I shall wear. Then Paul of victory, crowned of glory. Paul of victory, I shall wear. Well, I saw him in the evening, sun was bending low. Top the mountain, and he reached the veil below. He saw that golden city, his everlasting home, and he shouted loud, "Hosanna, deliverance will come." Then Paul, the
victory,
crown the glory.
Paul, the victory,
I shall wear. While gazing on that city, just for the narrow blood, the veil below. He saw that golden city, his everlasting home, and he shouted loud, "Hosanna, deliverance has come." Then Paul, a victory crown. Come on, church, one more time. Where we're all going to wear. Then praise. Praise God. While gazing on that city, just o'er the narrow flood, think about it. A band of holy angels came from the throne of God. Woo! They bore him on their pinions, save for the dashing foam. Then they joined him in his triumph. Deliverance has come, then palms
of victory, of glory, of victory.
Think about it. When I begin to think what the Lord has in store, amen, for those who love Him, those who have been born again by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, what a wonderful thought that would be when we all get to heaven, amen. You're going to sing over there, amen. We're all going to be a part of that heavenly band. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of Psalms. In the 55th Psalm tonight, I want to focus on one verse, if I might, and that would be the 22nd verse in Psalms 55. Praise God. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. The psalmist David writes in the 55th Psalm, verse number 22, simply says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved or to fall or to be shaken." Brother Chris, would you ask God's blessing and His anointing tonight? Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Way, Father,
grant it, Lord.
Remove any hindrance that might be in the way right now, Father God, and just pour out your spirit in this house, Father God. Break every yoke of bondage, Father God. Lord, be with Brother Eddie right now. Just speak to him tonight, Father
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let us receive and hear your words, Father God, and use them, Father God, as we go out to the battlefield, Father God. We thank you for what you're going to do in this house. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord praise, and you may be seated tonight in this house. My, my, my. He's worthy, isn't he? He's worthy of our praise. May I just take a moment and say that I am not sure what you or I had in mind for this service tonight. We often say we don't have a program, but sometimes we get into a program. Sometimes we see certain things that need to be done and have to be done in order to have a complete service. But I am not sure myself exactly what God has in store for us tonight, but I believe that God does have something in store for the church tonight. As I was in my recliner, which is my safe zone, my place of R&R, this afternoon, and I was contemplating several scriptures and several sermon texts. And you ministers know probably what I'm talking about. They all were good, but they didn't seem to be the timely message that God wanted for tonight. And I began to stress a little, and I said, "God, just pick one." You know. Amen, ministers, you know what I'm talking about. Just one, that's all I need. And it didn't seem to fall in place. And I began to get my Bible, and I began to read, and I began to pray. And again, every scripture text that I had previously thought and contemplated maybe bringing a message just somehow it didn't seem the right time. So I laid my Bible down and I began to pray. I closed my eyes and I began to pray, God, you know, you are an on-time God. You know what we need tonight. And it was just like I'm speaking to you now. God said, tell them to lay their burden down. Lay their burden down. And I never ever want to question God, but I said, God, that seems such a simplistic request for a born-again Christian. Most of our Sunday night congregation is made up of saved folks and folks who've weathered the storms and folks who've been living for the Lord and striving to live a holy and righteous life for a number of years. But, you know, God says, you know, they need to be fed as well. We all need to be fed the Word of God. So tonight I want to bring this message entitled, Lay Your Burden Down. And I went to the book of Psalm because David was at times an emotional person with a roller coaster type of relationship with God. At times he was on the highest of mountains, glorifying and praising God. But other times you'll find in the Psalm that he was in the lowest valleys, seemingly thinking that God had forsaken him and he would never be able to live a victorious life again. Many times David would start to pen a psalm and about halfway through it he'd get victory. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been starting a prayer, oh, is me, poor old pitiful me, and then all of a sudden about the middle of that prayer you begin to realize I'm not as bad off as I thought I was. I got a roof over my head. I got shoes on my feet. I got food for tomorrow. I got a relationship with Jesus Christ. He never said it was going to be a path of roses, but he did say I won't leave yet and I won't forsake yet, but I will in fact go all the way. Isn't that a wonderful promise? To know. And many, many times before our prayer is over, we have already begun to feel victory. Well, I want to flip over just a moment. And I want us to see what got David into this particular situation. I might describe it like this. David was an emotional wreck. Amen. You know, and I began to think, you know, even though we're born again, and even though the Holy Ghost is alive and well within us, and we're obedient to the Word of God, sometimes the flesh can get in an emotional wreck. My mother used to tell me constantly, son, you're getting on my last nerve. And I guess I had destroyed every other nerve she had in her body, and I was down to the last one. But when she told me that, I knew to back off. I knew to settle down because I was fixing to reap the wrath of a woman who had just lost her last nerve. And believe me, you don't want to go there. But at times we get into an emotional state and we begin to maybe let our eyes wander a little bit, our spiritual eyes, from the problem solver and begin to dwell on the problem. And David begins here. I want to begin in verse number 3, if I might. First of all, let's go to 2. He said, attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. David is writing a psalm, but he's pleading to God for help because he is in this emotional state. And he says, because, I want you to listen closely, because of the voice of the enemy. How many times have we been told not to listen to the voice of the enemy? But nevertheless, as many times as we've been told, as many times as we've read in the Word, as many times as God has come on the scene for us, many, many times we still listen to the voice of the enemy. And how many knows the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, and wants to destroy your victory, and wants to get you in this emotional state? David said, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. David is actually saying that if I had some way to maybe sprout wings, I could fly away from all of my problems, from all of my troubles, from all of those anxieties that are constantly badgering me, and I could just be saying, soul, it be at rest. I don't have to face those problems anymore. And we know that there are people today that are handling their situation, their anxieties, their problems in the same manner, not to fly away, but to ingest something, to drink something, to put something in their arms so that they can flee away from all of their troubles, from all of their problems, from all of their anxieties, from all those around them that hate them. Isn't that a deceitful lie of Satan? When he tries to tell people nobody loves you, nobody cares for you, everybody hates you, and sooner or later people begin to believe that. But they use that as a way of fleeing from all of their troubles and their burdens. But how many knows the burdens never go away? You wake up and when you come out of that situation of being on some kind of unnatural high, the problems are still there. David said, oh, if I could just fly away from all of this. Fly away from what, David? Well, I want to fly away from the voice of the enemy. Amen. Wouldn't we all like to do that? Let me just kind of give you a little word. As long as we're in this body of flesh, that enemy is going to be talking to us. Amen. But we preached this morning. What did we say? Satan, get thee behind me. Amen. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus. He will have to flee from you. He can't stand the word. But David said, I just want to fly away from this. I want to get rid of it. You know, and I don't know if you've ever been there, but if you have not, it's a terrible place to be. It's when you seem like the problems are insurmountable. It seems like you can't handle one till another one comes, and all of a sudden you find yourself overwhelmed with all of these issues and these problems. And you feel like a person who's drowning and going down for the third time, and you're just looking for somebody, some way, or some voice to give you a word of encouragement to lift you out of the doldrums that Satan has placed us in. And David is in this emotional state, and he's bearing it all in this psalm. He's telling what all of his problems are and all of his issues. David, the one who slew the lion, the one who killed the bear, the one who said, I'll go and fight Goliath, not with the armor of Saul or not with the helmet and sword of Saul, but I'm going to go in the name of the Lord. Amen. And he went out there and was victorious over the giant. That same David who had seen victory, that same David who had experienced a mighty move of God, was now overwhelmed with the things that surrounded him. And not only was it just the voice of the enemy, but oppression got a hold of him. Somebody said, what's the difference between oppression and depression? Oppression is just the early states of depression. If you're not careful, that oppression will become depression, and that depression will become anxiety, and you'll find yourself fearful of everything, and you'll find yourself avoiding things. And I'm talking about situations that people face, but I'm also talking about people are facing that are born again, church members, and having so many things constantly bombard them. And I want us to understand that we have got a Savior. We have got a Redeemer. And David also said, the iniquity of those have been thrown on me, he says, the wicked, the oppression of the wicked, for they have cast iniquity upon me. Let me say, well, I've always said sin has consequences. You may not be sinning, but those around you can be sinning, and it can cause you to get in an emotional state, in a depressed state. Because you can't seem to get it through to them that they need to turn their lives over to the Lord. And sooner or later you say, Lord, what's the use? They won't listen. And I tell you that many pastors have succumbed to the same type of emotional fatigue. And we know better. We know where the answer is. We know that God is a burden bearer. But many, many times, because we have a relationship with the Lord, we think we can carry it. We think we can handle it. Like the wayward traveler. Just one little step at a time. But you know what? He finally overreached the mountain. He ran and he saw his destination. And David said, not only that, but the wrath and the hatred and terrors of death, fearfulness, trembling, and horror. Any one of those would have been a handful, amen, to get victory over. But David is listing all of those things that are coming against him. Not because David had lost out with God. David was known as a man after God's own heart. We know he sinned, but we also know he repented. He found himself again in the sanctuary, confessing to the Lord, and he knew that God was a forgiving God, and he knew God was a God that would accept his repentant prayer. But all of a sudden, he finds himself immersed in all of these situations. And then he goes on and begins to say, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Many battles. So somewhere between the very onset of that song and before the ending phrase or the ending lyric, David realizes where his help comes from. Church, have we realized truly where our help comes from? And if we have realized it, do we take advantage of that? And do we take these things to the Lord? Or do we merely try to say, I'll just struggle through? It's time to lay your burden down. It's time to cast your burden on the Lord. It's time to get that glorious, wonderful victory back in our lives, back in our church, back in our choir, back in our pews. Amen. It's time to leave those things on the outside. Say, you know what? God, I'm going to lay it down. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. I'm not going to fret over it. I think there's people today who are more worried about other people's problems than they are maybe their own. We get all of this stuff bound up around us, and we can't even seem to lift our hands in a worship service and glorify and praise God. I don't want anything to hinder me. I don't want anything to burden me down, because the greater the God is within me, the greater than those things that I'm battling, greater than those problems and issues that surround us. Never, ever have there been so many in my lifetime. I remember I used to fret over certain things of, you know, in high school, in homework, trying to get projects done on a timely basis. And I was never one to do it. I was always one to put it off to the very last minute. I remember stressing over those things. And we don't need to do that as Christians, folks. We don't need to do that as children of God. He doesn't want us to be burdened down. He doesn't want us to be in this emotional wreck that David was in. But just as David said, I just want to fly away and leave it all behind. How many knows that's not possible? Can't do that, but we can take it to the Lord. We can lay that burden down. You know, so many times we think, God, just lift this burden off of me. When God says, bring it to me, what a difference that is. You know, we have to release it into God's hands. And that's going to show some exercising of faith. We have to have faith to believe that God will deliver us from whatever the situation is that we're battling with. Why not just lay your burden down? Matthew chapter 11. Let's go there. Verse number 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I want to assure you tonight that because you have a burden, because you are burdened down, maybe you're facing one or two or more of these same situations that David was talking about, it doesn't mean that you're in a backslidden condition. Doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. Doesn't mean that you've lost out with God. It just means that sometimes we have taken our spiritual eyes off of the blessings and the anointing of God, and we've placed them on those things that burden us. And let me tell you, folks, it will affect your praise and worship. It will affect your studying and praying and fasting to God. And Satan knows this. And that's why he wants you to be burdened down. That's why he wants you to carry these things in your life. And you know what? Most of the time, it starts off as just a little thing. Oh, we can handle that. But it begins to grow a little bit. It begins to eat at us. It begins to consume us after a while. And then we get into a state where we try to pray or we try to sleep, and all of these things are buzzing in our mind. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Amen. But God said, tonight is your night. Tonight is the night to release those things and to lay your burden down. I find that we often carry unnecessary things in our spiritual backpack, if you would. Things that we've held on for a long, long time. We're born again. We're saved. We're on our way to heaven. But in our spiritual backpack, there's some issues. There's some hurt feelings. There's some things that happened years ago that we haven't released. Oh, we got victory over it, but it's still in our spiritual backpack. You know, the difference between us forgiving and God forgiving, when He forgives, He forgets. Aren't you thankful for that? I mean, my Lord in mercy, have I got anybody, amen, who had a sinful life, and when they came to Jesus, He saved you, and He forgot those sins of the past, and redeemed you? But us mortals, we don't do that. We forgive, but we remember. And that's very, very serious sometimes, because that memory can linger. And that memory can become spiritually infested a little bit. And it begin to be a sore spot if we don't release it. If we don't lay that down. And here's the thing. We have to come clean with ourselves. We have to quit making out like everything is rosy and everything is perfect. And say, Lord, you know, there is a couple of things in my life. It may not be sinful. These things that David was talking about was not because he was confessing his sin. He was just saying, I can't handle these things. He used the words overwhelming, I think, when he said, it's overwhelming within me, when he began to speak about those things. If I can find it again. He said, fearfulness and trembling are come upon me. A man after God's own heart. A man who had seen victory after victory after victory. A king. An anointed one of God. And he's confessing. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. Folks, I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm saying even though we're born again, these things can affect us. But I got good news. I got great news. David decided, amen, that enough is enough, and he cast that burden upon the Lord. And he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved or to be shaken. If you have gotten your place, amen, yourself into a place where you think that you're overwhelmed with the situations around you, it could be a number of things. I've only mentioned a few tonight. It could be a number of things. Maybe something that you don't even want to admit. it, but it's bothering you, it's plaguing you, it's keeping you from getting that victory and that joy and that peace that every saint of God ought to enjoy and express when they come into the house of God. And God said, tell them to lay their burden down. Lay it down. And when we lay it down, we don't pick it back up. Come on. We get victory. Amen. You can go home tonight with the assurance and the freedom that you have laid that burden down, that situation, that hurt feeling, whatever it is, you and God know. And again, it doesn't mean because you've lost out with God. It just simply means that God wants to clear that out of your consciousness. He wants to take that out of your spiritual backpack, so to speak. Man, you'll be able to walk a lot straighter, walk a lot better in the spiritual walk with the Lord. There's a song that says, leave it there. All the pain, all the sorrow, all the remorse. You know, some folks have an inability to get over the death of a loved one. And I'm not saying get over the death of a loved one. You find it hard to find closure. But the wonderful thing to know that if that loved one was born again, they're in a much better place. And the way I read the Bible, we will see them again. Oh, what a day that will be. Amen. I've often said when I've spoke at funerals that death is nothing more than the first day of eternity. Amen. And we all know we're going to spend eternity in one of two places. If we're born again, amen, by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we have a home in heaven. But if we have neglected God and we've not accepted Him and we've not taken Him as our Lord and Savior and had the precious blood applied to our life, there's an awful place. And the awful place of hell, it not only is it going to be bad and tormented and for the fire that burns and is never quenched, but according to the Bible, the memory is going to be there. I believe that they will remember every opportunity they had to come to Jesus. I believe they will remember every spoken word that a saint of God witnessed to them and asked them to come and give your life to Jesus, and they neglected and turned it down. That memory will go on and on and on. But I do understand from the Word of God that when we get to heaven, amen, there's not going to be any sadness, no sorrow, no tears. Praise God, no more death. Some folks are even worried about death. If you're born again, amen, if you're living for the Lord, death is nothing more than a brand new body and a new life that's going to last forever and ever and ever. During the last year, there have been more things to come against the church and the Christian than I can remember in my previous years. Just in that one year alone. And this year's not starting out any better. But the Lord kind of laid it on my heart that we don't need to be concerned and worried about that to the point that it drags us down and we can't lift our hands and we can't glorify and praise God. Because the church needs to be a place of victory. The church needs to be a place of healing. The church needs to be a place of witnessing and testifying to others to come in before it's everlasting too late. But if the church is burdened down, if we as born-again saints have so much on our mind and so much on our in our spiritual backpack that we can't even, really give ourselves over to the Lord in victory, then what's the world going to see? They should see a church that's vibrant. They should see a church that's strong. They should see a church that is living a victorious life. Amen. David understood, and he said, I'm just going to cast it down. Going to lay that burden down. You know, if you have any situation whatsoever, please don't be feeling bad or embarrassed about it. Then, you know, because I'm a saint of God, I shouldn't be burdened. It happens, folks. It really happens. Let's get real. You know, it rains on the just and the unjust. Sometimes we have issues. Sometimes we have problems. And we know that we have a God who will not forsake us. But sometimes we have to be reminded, I don't need to coat this around. I don't need to carry this. I need to lay it down. I'm going to ask the music if they would return for just a little bit. I want to ask the church to get your mind completely on the Lord tonight. And this altar is open. This altar is a place where you can come and lay that burden down. Maybe I haven't even touched on what it is that you're dealing with, because everybody has their own problems and issues to deal with. And I have found out that what is something problematic to one person may not be a problem whatsoever to another one. But if it is an issue, if it is a problem, if it's a sickness, if it's an affliction, if it's just spiritual weakness and tiredness and frustration, tonight is the night to lay your burden down. Just play that song. Leave it there. Leave it there. Would you stand, church? Hallelujah. Every head please bow. Every eye closed. Those that are viewing my live stream tonight, if you have a situation, if God has somehow spoken to you through this message or through His Word, and you have insurmountable problems and issues or sickness or affliction, why don't you just lay your burden down just like David did and don't pick it back up. Just leave it there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take your burdens to the Lord. Leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, church, just remember in His Word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Take it to the Lord.
Take your
your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Till I die, heaven's waiting up a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk.
as I kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night, and I'm praying for assurance, everything's gonna be alright. Lord, I'm seeing another battle, and it's right in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. He said, do you remember just where I brought you from? Take a look behind you at just how far you've come. Every time that you ask me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see you through? Didn't I walk on the water? Didn't I calm the raging sea? I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you so you wouldn't fall. Now she's talking to her father in a house that was once a home. Says, my bills are coming due, Lord, and 6 days ain't that long. She hears a voice so still and low, it said, I've pooped like that before. And I'll do this little thing for you, and I'll give you so much more. Didn't I walk on the water? Didn't I calm the raging sea? I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I walk on the water? Didn't I calm the raging sea? I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sins? And I searched until you found you, and I'd do it all again. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sins? I searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again. Long years ago, when Paul and Silas were in jail, nobody there to go their bail. But when they prayed, they knew that God was on their side. That jailhouse door swung open wide. If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. When Daniel stood within the hungry lion's den, nobody saw that there was any hope for him. But all night long, the lions never took a bite. God took away
their appetite. If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care that the Lord can relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. When Daniel stood within the hungry lion's den, nobody thought that there was any hope for him. But all night long, the lions never took a bite. God took away their appetite. If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. When David stood before the giant with his sling, Goliath laughed at such a puny little thing. But David prayed.
Praise God.
He knew that God would stand the test. He slung the rock. God did the rest.
Yes.
If you believe,
you shall receive.
There's not a trouble or care that the Lord can't relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe.
You must believe.
If you believe,
you shall receive.
There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve.
Oh, He's just as real.
He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe.
Cold, like pure, precious
the mention of your name. Like a lighthouse to a sailor in a midnight storm. It's like a harbor to a ship that's been battered and torn. Like bread to a starving heart. The mention of your name. Jesus, just the mention of your name. Flowers grow, the desert blooms. The mention of your name, like fire in winter cold, like pure precious gold. Jesus, just the mention of your name. The mention of your name. Jesus, just the mention of your name.
Oh, there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give the Lord praise tonight in this house.
Lord, we thank you for ministering to us tonight, dear Lord. We thank you for letting us feel your holy presence. Lord, for answering prayers, dear Lord, for lifting burdens. The Lord, for giving us this beautiful opportunity to come to you in your precious name, Jesus. Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, we need you more than we even admit to ourselves so many times, dear Lord. We're nothing without you, and that is a lot, dear Lord. You are the great I Am, the great God of Almighty. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hearts and minds clear. I don't know about y'all, but something keeps ringing in my mind, and it's not only leave it there, bring those burdens, but I'm saying this to myself as much as anyone else. Don't pick it up and carry it back out the door with you. Call on the name of the Lord when the enemy dares to speak his word. God's word is the way we rebuke it in Jesus' name. All hearts and minds clear. Love y'all so much. I know this kind of services you don't want to end. We don't want to come to a close. But know that through the text and the systems that were set up, that prayer requests can be put out electronically, you're not alone. You've got brothers and sisters that will pray with you. But most of all, we've got an Almighty God. He is the healer. He's the provider. He's the protector. He is our comfort in time of need and all times. Let the Holy Ghost walk with you. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. Alrighty. Well, with this prayer, we're going to dismiss, but I'm going to invite each and every one of you back Wednesday night. Love to have y'all in service with us. I want to say have a great week. Great first of the week. And like I said, and this is as much for me and my family as for anyone else, leave it here. Don't take it with you. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. And the Lord, we need you. And the Lord, we're strengthened by you. And the Lord, your encouragement of your word, dear Lord, that you've left for us, dear Lord, that you have here, that we could pick up your word and read. And the Lord, be ministered by the man of God as he brings forth your message. Be prayed for by our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we love and praise you. Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings and for answering so many prayers tonight. Lord, as we prepare to depart, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord. And, Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, may we be the vessels that you can use to let your light shine through and to be just willing to do with thy will. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. 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 Love each and every one of you. Praise God. Love y'all. Have a wonderful, wonderful.